Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Hallelujah. This truly is a revival that just won't stop. Truly is a revival that just won't quit. We welcome everybody tonight online. We thank God for each and one of you on today. Hallelujah. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit be felt on the line on tonight. Let it move in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we allow ourselves to decrease so that you can increase on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless us with your holy and anointed word on today. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody who has called in. Amen. Everybody who has tuned in, this is the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're getting ready. Hallelujah. To go to that time. Hallelujah. Once again, it's that time. That time when we come before the throne of grace. Praise God, hallelujah, and we let the Lord know how good he has been to each and every last one of us. Hallelujah. We declare to the world that our God is a good God. Our God is a merciful God. Our God is a forgiving God. Our God is a loving God. And this is that time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jack L. Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And you're listening in. We ask you to go ahead and call that number on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And enter, hallelujah, into the fellowship tonight so we can hear your testimony. Praise God. If you got a prayer request, we want to hear that also. Praise God. We want to hear your prayer request. Praise God. Because we, hallelujah, want to hear your testimony later on how God answered your prayer. We believe this. Praise God. We believe in the word of God. The word of God says this, that when two or more come together, touching and agree on anything in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. That scripture goes on to say that whatever we unleash on earth will be unleashed in heaven. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you're out there calling in, praise God, so we can pray with you and we can watch God move in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading Psalms 100, and we're coming out of the New Living Translation on tonight, the name of the Lord. And it reads, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This scripture, hallelujah, it teaches us the attitude that we are supposed to have. Hallelujah. When we come before the presence of God, it teaches us that we should have an attitude of gratitude. Praise God. Hallelujah. We say it every night. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God wants it to marinate. He wants it to get through our thick skulls. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That he wants us to praise him. He wants us to magnify him. He wants us to glorify his name. He wants us to lift him up every chance we get. Hallelujah. Praise God. He say, the more you lift me up, the more I will lift you up. If you show me you grateful for what I've already done in your life, I'm gonna do more. If you're grateful for the doors I've already opened, I'm going to open up more doors. Hallelujah. I'm going to make more crooked paths straight. But you got to show me, hallelujah, that you are grateful for what I've already done. Hallelujah. You ever had somebody always asking you to do something for them? Praise God. Hallelujah. If they came with the wrong attitude, they prayers to you were not answered. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they came the wrong way. They came at you like they didn't appreciate what you already did for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when they showed you that, praise God, you made up in your mind right then and there, I ain't doing nothing else for them because they don't appreciate what I've already done. Well, if God made us in his likeness, praise, hallelujah, don't you think God feels the same way about us? Hallelujah. We steady asking God to deliver me from this and prosper me into that and move me from this level to that level. But you don't even appreciate the level I already put you on. You don't appreciate the prosperity you already got. You want me to heal you, but you don't appreciate the health you already have. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. So when we come before the throne of grace on tonight, praise God, make sure we come with it. Hallelujah, that attitude of gratitude. Show God you appreciate what he did. Hallelujah, what he's done. Praise God. And when you begin to praise him, when you begin to magnify him for what he's already done, he's going to do more. He's ready to do more. He's waiting on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's waiting on you to show your appreciation. Hallelujah, for what he's already did. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So the phone lines are open. Praise God. If there'll be one tonight with a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight.
I'm here down the ditch. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me on the new day. I I want to thank the Lord for the rain that we got today. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings, what he has done and what he's going to do. And I ask the Lord to please, please take care of all the sick and shed in, going to nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails, and the prison. And please take care of all the homeless. And please, Lord, provide for each and every one of your children. Help us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to thank God for the line. I want to thank God for my niece, my nephew, my sister, my family, you all. It's y'all time. Look at your blessings. That's all I got to say.
Amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Praise God. Any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, church family. Praise the Lord.
This is
Sister Linda from Lancaster. I want to just praise the Lord for who he is. I want to thank him for his many, many blessings he's bestowed upon me each and every day. I want to thank him for waking me up to see a brand new day. I want to thank him for providing a roof over my head. I just want to praise him and honor him and glorify him for who he is. I want to just lift him up and let him know that I'm grateful for things he has done for me in my life and the things he will do for me in the future. I want to thank him for the prayer line and for each and everyone on the prayer line. And I want to ask everyone to continue to pray for me as I do for each family that's on the line. And I'm asking them to rebuke all this nonsense with whoever's trying to interfere with what we got going with this nonsense on this prayer line. We know in time the good Lord will take care of it, but until then we're just going to keep pushing forward and doing what we have to do. I just want to just thank him for who he is. I want to thank him for Pastor Corey, Brother Andre, everyone on the prayer line. I'm asking everyone to stay focused as I'm trying to do, and continue to do what's right, and us try to serve the Lord to the best of our ability, and be strong in the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Praise God. Amen.
I want to say, Pastor, you did a good job last night.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Bobby. Thank you. Praise God. All glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for Brother Bobby. We thank God. Hallelujah. Sister Yolanda, hallelujah, Sister Linda, and everybody else who is on the line on tonight, and everybody that's about to call me. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for all of you on tonight. We're going to go to the throne of grace, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everybody in attendance on tonight, Lord, everybody under the sound of my voice, hallelujah. We have come here tonight, Lord, for no other reason than to hear yours on tonight. We ask you, Lord, that you speak with us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. You speak with us with clarity. Hallelujah. That we can clearly understand your voice on tonight. Our ears are open. Our hearts are receptive to receive your word. Hallelujah. To receive your revelation. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that is trying to prohibit us from properly receiving your word on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about do, everything that you are about to say, every blessing that you are pouring into our lives, we magnify you for it. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up, Lord. There is no other God like you. Hallelujah. You are the God of all gods. You are the creator, hallelujah, of everything and all things. And for that, Lord, we honor you. Hallelujah. We love you. Lord, we appreciate you for each and everything that you have done in each and every last one of our lives. Hallelujah on today. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised on tonight. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to receive what the word of God as we have every night. For those of you just tuning in, this is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. The revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Bless the name of the Lord. We've been going since May 11th. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep going until the wheels fall off this thing. We're going on almost 3 months. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every day. Hallelujah. That the Lord has blessed us with his revelation now. Praise God. And hallelujah. Blaming the word of God on tonight, as he's done so many times during this revival. Hallelujah, is the pastor, the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, praise God, out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. The West Coast is most definitely in the house on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am speaking about none other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The apostle, elder, A. Curry, praise God, hallelujah. Immediately following this election, hallelujah, we will be in the hands of the man of God.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. Has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir. declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
To join us, praise God. How many of you know you got to encourage yourself?
Sometimes you have to speak victory. everybody. Hallelujah to God. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a shout,
hallelujah,
beloved. Under the book.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
How many
thank
feel
you
feel encouraged?
Thank you, Yahshua.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many you feel encouraged?
Thank you, Lord.
How many you encouraging yourself? Are you in the Lord? Come on, somebody. In the Lord, Ababoko Yarabasando. In the Lord, hallelujah. I want to tell you to be encouraged, hallelujah. Not only be encouraged, amen, but tell yourself, amen, that what I'm doing is not in vain. My labor is not in vain, hallelujah. What I'm doing for the Lord is not in vain, hallelujah. Amen.
Come on,
me sacrificing for the Lord, that's not in vain. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. How many know that your work is not in vain? Come on, somebody. Give God a praise if it ain't in vain. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Glory.
Come
hallelujah.
On, praise, beloved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I feel them. I feel the presence of God. Y'all come on and give him a praise.
He's preaching
all
right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's preaching all right.
Hallelujah. This thing is too real, y'all. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, how many would say that our apostle, amen, I done made up my mind, amen, my heart is fixed, amen, I made it all the way. Come on here, somebody. Ain't no turn around now, glory to God. I done came too far to turn around, beloved. Amen, I might as well go on and see what the end is going to be, beloved. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God tonight. Giving honor to God tonight. Amen. Who is not only the head of my life, he is my life. Hallelujah. In him I live, move, and him I be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the lamp of my soul tonight, beloved. Under the book, Yarabasando. He is the I am God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In my life, Yarabasando. I thank him tonight because he lives. I can face whatever it is that's coming at me. Hallelujah. Because he lives. Excuse me, I done got a happy tonight, beloved. But I come to magnify the name of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I am my brother's keeper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Bless you, my
Elder
brother.
Elder Andre, God bless you tonight, man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to everyone that is under the sound of my voice tonight, amen. Peace and blessings unto you tonight. Amen. I just want to tell you that I love y'all tonight. Amen. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. Because God is about to do the impossible in our life. God is about to do the impossible. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say the impossible.
Amen.
The impossible.
Hallelujah. The impossible. God's
about to do the impossible. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tonight, beloved, it's going to be a little different tonight. You know, a revival would not be a revival. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yeah.
A revival would not be a revival if heaven and hell wasn't being preached. Amen. You don't find too many preachers now talking about heaven and hell now. Ain't nobody talking about where we're going after this life. Amen. But I come by to tell you tonight that the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God, told me tonight. He said, I want you to talk about heaven and hell tonight.
Ooh.
Somebody say heaven and hell.
Heaven and hell.
How many know that those two places are real?
Yeah.
Heaven and hell.
Yeah.
And when we close our eyes, we go into one of those places. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And ain't nobody came back to tell us that it ain't real. So I'm going to believe what the Bible said when the Bible says that heaven and hell is real. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah,
how many know that Jesus, Yahshua, talked more about hell than he did about heaven? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, if he talked about hell, why ain't we preachers that say we call to God talking about hell? Come on here, somebody. I don't know about y'all, but I came out the old school where the preacher talked about hell when I was coming up. And he preached about hell. And he made hell so real that we didn't want to do nothing against God. Because the first thing we said, I don't want to go to hell. I ain't going to do that. I ain't trying to go to hell. Oh, somebody keep it real with me tonight. We're on the prayer line. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're in the office of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Preachers preached about hell. They will tell you. Now, if you mess around there and get in that bed, amen, and you ain't married, guess what? You going to hell.
Amen.
If you mess around and steal something and you take something and it ain't yours and you don't repent and you don't give it back, guess what? You going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't respect your parents, if you don't honor your parents, amen, God will cut your days and your days will be short and you going where? To hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all through the week, you be trying to walk right, glory to God. You're like, no, I ain't finna do nothing. Did you hear what that preacher said? Amen. He said, if we do wrong, according to the word, we'll go to hell. Come on here, somebody. Preachers ain't preaching that no more, glory to God. Hallelujah. They're not telling the folk now. Amen. They say, well, you know, God understands. God's going to help you through it. No, I need for God to take it out of me, glory to God, because I ain't trying to miss him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord told me tonight to get back to the old landmark. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to talk about heaven and hell. So it's going to be a hot topic tonight. If you're online, it's going to be a hot topic. Amen. If you're going to heaven, glory to God, it's going to be a wonderful topic. Glory to God. Because we need to get back to the truth. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said the truth.
The truth.
Amen. How many know that it's only the truth that's going to set us free? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't need you lying to me, preacher. I need you to tell it to me straight, glory to God. Amen. What do the word really say about heaven and hell? And what is heaven and hell? Amen. I'm going to share with you some things that the anointed of God shared with me. Amen. And, we're going to read some scripture tonight, and we're going to let the Lord speak, amen. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of your dear Son. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your word. Let everything be all of you and none of me as it always is. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us on that straight and narrow. Amen. Well, Lord, we want to stay on that straight and narrow road, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't want to get on that wide and broad road, Lord, that lead to destruction, Lord, and many there be that find it, Lord, because that road leading to hell, Lord, and we trying to stay straight because we want to go to heaven, Lord. When we leave this place, Lord, we want to be with you, Lord. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your anointing, O God. Father, let us take heed to everything that you say to us tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you love us enough, Lord God, to enlighten us with the truth, Lord. Hallelujah. To give us your heart. Father, when you speak, Lord, let us hear and obey. We give you praise tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the devil is a defeated foe. Father, we thank you that he has no part nor lot in this matter. Father, I thank you, Lord, that his mouth, hallelujah, is bound, hands is bound, feet is bound, Satan, you have nothing to say in this matter tonight, hallelujah, but that the word of God will reveal you and uncover your nakedness. We thank you tonight, God, that we thank you for heaven, and we pray that heaven will become a reality to us, and that we will walk therein. We give you praise and glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody give God a praise offering tonight. Somebody clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you tonight. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, amen.
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 Amen, beloved. Amen. Amen. Beloved, let me share with you something that the Lord shared with me about heaven when he was breaking down heaven to me and explaining heaven to me. Can everybody hear me tonight? Because I don't want nobody to miss none of this. Amen. Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
I had just came from a revival. Amen. I used to walk to church because I didn't have a car. So when they was having any kind of revival or something, they used to call me the walking preacher because I would walk. I didn't care how far it was. If I really wanted to go, I would walk.
Amen.
I would walk and be praying. Amen. While I'm walking, hallelujah. And so, Pastor the Cure was downtown, and he was running that revival. And I really wanted to get there because, amen. Anytime Pastor the Cure was in town, I tried to make my way there because the anointing of God was on that man's ministry. Amen. When Daddy the Cure would come, all of us would be there. Amen. So I was coming home from one of his revivals. Man, I was high as a kite, too. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. I was praising God, loving on God. Let me tell you something. In this revival, this particular night, amen, this woman came upon me, amen, while I was praising God. Amen. And I was thanking God. And just out of the blue, she came and whispered in my ear and said, it don't take all that to praise God. Why are you praising God like that? And the Lord said, keep on praising me. Cause she don't know, like you know, what I've done for you.
Amen.
And I kept on praising God. And guess what? The Lord gave me a breakthrough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the same night that Daddy Cool prophesied over me. And he said, watch out for this preacher because he's going somewhere. God got his hands on his life. Amen. And I was leaving out the revival. I was walking home, and I was talking to God. And what hit my spirit was heaven. I said, Lord, where is heaven? And where are we going to be when we get to heaven? And the Lord spoke these words to me. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
And I love him so much, Lord, that I can hear him right now, still talking to me right now. He said, I am heaven. This is what the Lord said. He said, I am heaven. He said, heaven is not holding me. I'm holding heaven. He said, when Lazarus died, the Bible says he was inside Abraham's bosom. Am I right? So where do you think Abraham's bosom was? That was inside of God. God said, people think heaven is holding me. I'm holding heaven. He said, when you come here, you're going to be inside of me. Come on. Oh, yeah, boy. Oh, yeah, Rabbi Sando. Woof. God, help me tonight. He said, everything you need is here. He said, you will want for nothing here. He said, everything you can dream and desire. He said, heaven is a never-ending noun. This is how he described heaven to me. He said, heaven is a never-ending noun, which means now never end. Come on here, somebody. So a day with the Lord is a never-ending day. Come on here. Why do you think there's no night there? Because a day there never ends. Please stay with me tonight, beloved. Can you picture a day in heaven that never ends? Come on here, somebody. That's awesome. There ain't no tomorrow up there in heaven. Every day is today. Hallelujah. Never ending praise to God. Praise that don't end. See, we get tired down here up there in heaven. They don't never get tired. They praise him continuously. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We better get used to praise, beloved, because that's all we're going to do when we get up there is praise. But he said there's work up here, too. But everybody's so happy to work that, you know, ain't nobody sad up there, beloved. Everybody happy up there in heaven. Ain't nobody crying, amen. Crying for what? Amen. There ain't nothing to cry about. Amen. Once we get up there, it's joy. It's joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. And full of glory joy. Can you imagine everybody happy all the time? Every time, just says, Lord, I'm just glad to be up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glad to be in a place where God is. And then to have your own mansion. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about, amen, no rent. Because everything is paid there, glory to God. You got a mansion with your name on it. Come on here, somebody. This mansion belongs to so-and-so-and-so. Hallelujah. This mansion belongs to Apostle Curry. This mansion belongs to Elder Andre. This mansion belongs to Sister Linda. This mansion belongs to Sister Tiana. Glory to God. It's your own mansion. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all will hear me tonight. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Somebody say heaven.
Heaven.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Preachers ain't preaching about heaven because God said they ain't preaching about a place that they ain't going to. Glory to God. You don't preach about a place you ain't going to. Glory to God, because you ain't got no reason to preach about it. Glory to God. But let me tell you something, beloved. When you know you going to a place, you preach about it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. A lot of preachers preach about hell because that's where they going. They going to hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know about that place. And that's why you're preaching about it. Amen. But God said, how many going to preach about heaven? How many going to preach about streets? But let me tell you something. Ain't nobody going to heaven that ain't loving God and being obedient. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Heaven is made for people that love God. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight, beloved. If you love the Lord, then heaven belongs to you. Hallelujah to God. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Somebody say heaven.
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 Belongs to me.
to me.
Somebody praise him if you know heaven belongs to you. Come on, there, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
See, beloved, this is why we already get happy. Amen. And praise God all the time. Glory to God. This place is wicked. How many know that this place is wicked? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah,
it got
hallelujah.
Wicked people in it. Glory to God. It got evil people in it. You got people that don't love God in it. And we shouldn't want to be nowhere where we are around people that don't love God. But God said, don't worry about it. Amen. You just keep on loving me. Glory to God. Because I got an appointed time. Somebody say, an appointed time.
Appointed time.
an appointed time that I'm going to call your name, and you're going to be up here with me. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that when God call our name, glory to God, all it's going to take is one transition. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And it's funny
Hallelujah.
How you can be absent in one place and present in another. And all it takes is for God to call your name. Somebody give God a praise, somebody. Hallelujah to his great name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, amen. We should be saying, neighbor, I'm trying to live this life so I can live again. Come on here, somebody. I'm not trying to be stuck down here. Glory to God. They done took God out of everything. Hallelujah. They don't want God in nothing. Come on here, somebody. They don't want the God of heaven in nothing. Come on here, somebody. They done took him out to school. Now the school is hellified. Amen. They done took him out of the church. The church has become hellified. They done took him out of everything. And everything has become hellified. Why? Because whenever you take God out, there ain't going to be no peace. It ain't going to be no love. It ain't going to be no joy. Why? Because God is all of that and so much more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People trying to wonder what's going on. Glory to God. They done took God out of everything. Come on here, somebody. Let me be specific. Because when you say God, you got to call him by his name.
Yeah.
They done took Yahshua out. They done took Jesus out. They done took the Holy Ghost out. They done took the Word out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let me tell you, we shouldn't want to be anywhere where God is not welcome. Come on here, somebody. If God is not welcome, then I'm not welcome. Come on here, somebody. He said, because if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you.
That's why people ain't getting saved. Because we not talking about heaven and hell no more. We tell you to have everything here. What is down here. Glory to God. They got everything chipped. Amen. Everything is technology. Glory to God. If you ain't into technology, glory to God, you ain't gonna be able to live down here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I want to be where God is at. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So that's what God revealed to me about heaven. How many know that? Heaven is a beautiful place.
Amen.
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 Let's read a couple of scriptures, beloved, and see what the scriptures say about heaven and hell.
Amen.
Let's go to Romans 2, verses 6 through 8. Everybody there?
Not yet.
We're going to wait on you. Man.
You said Romans 2?
Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Amen. Everybody ready?
Amen.
Everybody ready? Amen to God tonight.
Amen.
Elder, I might need you to read for me tonight because I. Amen. Will you be my reader for the name of God?
I got you.
Romans
2, chapter 2.
6 through 8.
Who will render to every man according to his deeds? But to them who by patient continuance in well doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of the man. Oh, stop right there.
Yes. So in Romans 2, verses 6 through 8, he said he will render each one according to his works. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the Lord is going to render to each and every one of us according to our works?
Amen.
Amen.
So each one of us is going to be judged according to our work. So to those by patience and well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality. That word immortality has to do with everlasting life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, if we continue to be patient in well-doing, come on here, somebody. Don't you get weary in well-doing, beloved. Keep on doing. Keep on doing what God wants you to do.
On doing.
Why? Because there's a reward coming. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm not just doing this to be doing this. I'm doing this because God's going to reward me. Come on here, somebody. Not man, but God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes.
Seek for glory and honor and immortality. He will give eternal life. Somebody say eternal life.
Eternal life.
Eternal life.
Hallelujah. Eternal life means life without an end to it. Come on, it's about eternal life. It means that there's a life for eternity. Come on here, somebody. If we live right and do right, God says you're gonna have eternal life. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know about you, beloved, but that's all real good to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People trying to make this life eternal life. Now, this ain't eternal life. This is just a life that we are in between now. Glory to God. Amen. This is the dressing room. Come on here, somebody. We trying to get ready for the afterlife. Come on here, somebody. But people trying to make this the afterlife. Now, this ain't it. Because if this was it, we would have to die. Come on here, somebody. The fact that we got to die says this ain't the life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So God says, if we do according to his will, that he is going to bless us with everlasting life, with our eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking, somebody says self-seeking. Self-seeking means to be all about yourself. Self-seeking means that whatever you're doing is to give self edification. It's to give self gratification. It's to give self praise. It's to give self the glory. But God says it can't be about self. It got to be about me. That's why the old saints say, whatever we do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for him is going to be able to last. Come on here, somebody. And do not obey the truth. And do not obey the truth. Come on here, somebody. And if we walk around here lying, talking about we loving God, we serving God, but God said if we not obeying the truth, then we lie. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many of the liars ain't going to make it into heaven? Come on here, somebody. We can fool everybody, but we can't fool God. Come on here, somebody. God see everything. Somebody say God see everything.
God sees everything.
It said, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. Come on here, somebody. It said, there will be wrath and fury. Ain't you glad you ain't on that side, beloved?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, somebody needs to shout right there. Glory to God. Ain't you glad you ain't on that side? Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But there's a lot of folks that's shaking and faking. There's a lot of folks that's talking the talk. But God said, I'm only going to be behind those who walk in the walk. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Glory to God. Somebody need to put a praise right there. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Mm. Brother, don't you know that that wrath is the wrath of God? Don't you know that their fury is the fury of God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People come out, I don't believe in hell. Okay, that's because you ain't died yet. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Once you get in the presence of a righteous and sovereign God, then you're going to believe, glory to God, hallelujah. But it's going to be too late.
Wow.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm so glad to be on God's side.
I'm so glad to be on God's side.
Somebody shout, Obokoyanama
Sando. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
People don't realize how long eternity is. Eternity means forever. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that forever means that there will be no end? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
There
will
be no end. Hallelujah.
When you get in heaven, ain't never somebody get out of heaven. Ain't nobody trying to get out of heaven. You notice that? Amen. Everybody in heaven ain't trying to get out of heaven. And when you read about hell, people trying to get out of hell and take. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Screaming. Amen. But your scream is not heard. Amen. You're crying. Amen. But your cry is in vain. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And this here fire you hear ain't nothing compared to the fire that's in hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen.
See, the fire in hell makes this fire here seem warm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And then this cold thing, I should say the hot thing about hell is that when your flesh burn up, then your flesh come back on you and you burn up again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's a whole lot of hell to go through. When your flesh burn up and then come back and you burn up again. Come on here, somebody. And that's a continuous process. They ain't a one-time process. That's an all-day long process. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's go to Matthew 25 and 46. Matthew 25, 46. God, hallelujah. And it's just talking about the sheep and the goats. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all there yet?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is why it's good to help people when God tells you to.
Amen.
Amen. Now, God ain't even gave you to help everybody because some people is in the condition that they in because they fighting against God. Come on here, somebody. And sometimes we want to go over there and help them, but God will tell you don't help them. Because they ought to go through what they're going through because they're being rebellious. They're being stubborn. Come on here, somebody. I was downtown Long Beach and I saw this man. He was bandaged up. He was an older man. And I saw him. And he was talking to himself and it was not. And I felt sorry for myself, you know. And I said, Lord, do you want me to go in and pray for him? He said, no. He said, let him be. He said he liked that for a reason. What, dog? He said, because of his rebellion and stubbornness, it put him in that position. And then what hit my spirit was this. Said the Lord, it hit my spirit with this. He said, lay hands on no man suddenly. Lest ye be partaker of his iniquity. So I just said, Lord, help him. I just said, Lord, help him. Hallelujah. But this is for those who could have did good and didn't. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord is talking about for those who were saved and was overlooked by those who could have helped and didn't help. Come on here, somebody. Because we looking for God to come one way, and he said, no. I could be the stranger that you just passed by. I could be the sick that you didn't lay hands on when I was saying, go pray for them. You're like, no, Lord, I ain't got time right now. I was the one that was hungry, and you could have fed me, but you said, God bless you. Come on. Oh, God, help me.
Wow.
I need to know that God knows what we can and can't do. Come on here, somebody.
Know it.
And last time we hollered about, okay, I'm going to pray for God to bless you, but God said, the blessing is in your hands. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we don't say, Lord, well, Lord, when did I ever see you hungry? When did I ever see you in the hospital? When did I ever see you in jail, Lord? You wasn't in jail. He said, yeah, I was. I was the one that was in jail, and you thought that I wasn't in the one that you was looking at, and you overlooked it. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God has come in a way and we ain't in the spirit, we're missing. Come on here, somebody. So we think he going to come dressed up. No, sometimes the enemy come dressed up, but he be messed up. He come in that camouflage. And he come in there, amen, as an angel of light. And we looking at the light, and we ain't looking inside the light to see who is inside the light. Come on here, somebody. We get so turned on how pretty the light is. How many know that when he was a worship angel, he was beautiful until iniquity was found in him. Come on here, somebody. So, in this particular verse here, God says something to us. And this is what he says to us. Listen, Matthew 25:46. It says, and these will go away into eternal punishment. Come on here, somebody. The ones who was a goat, the ones who was hard-headed. Come on here, somebody. See, that goat represent a hard-headed spirit. They had a hard, because see, a goat is hard-headed. You tell it to go one way, it'll go another. Come on here, somebody.
And a lot of us got a goat spirit. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God right now if he delivers you from having a goat spirit. Come on here, somebody. Say, Lord, I thank you that I don't have a goat spirit in me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Because I didn't know that the ghost going to be on the left. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the left represents hell? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
It's not good to go left, but God told you to go right.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
And what is going to be on the right? Right represents being on the right side. Come on here, somebody. How many know it's good to be on the right side? Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of y'all sure is at the right hand of the Father? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how many know that you want to be on the side where Yahshua is? Hallelujah. I'm going to give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, and these are going away into eternal punishment. But the righteous into eternal life. Come on here, somebody. Everybody. Eternal life. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. He said, have them to praise me for eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs to praise him right now for eternal life. Come on.
Thank you for eternal life. Yes. Eternal life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a reason, beloved, to be happy. Come on here, somebody. And
yeah.
See, the happy part is that this life here got an end to it. Everything has an end. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Some people get so depressed, they want to end their life early. They say, no, this is too much hell. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I feel like I'm in hell, going through hell, and I'm catching hell. I mean, you know, that when you get to that place, that you start looking at an ending being a breakthrough, you be like, yeah, I don't even want to live no more because it's just too much hell to be going through. I'm feel like I'm in hell, going through hell, and I'm catching hell. And so then the enemy come in and try to end it so you can go to hell. Come on here, somebody. How many know that in all that hell, you got to have some heaven somewhere? Now, Lord, if I'm going through all this hell, glory to God, I want to turn my life around. Hallelujah. And how many know that God saved us so we can turn our life around? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad God came in and turned your life around?
Yes. Yes, hallelujah.
And the reason why people so sad is because they're trying to find a way out without God. Come on here, somebody. How many know ain't no way out without God? Come on here, somebody. If God don't bring you out, you ain't coming out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I don't care how much you drink, you ain't coming out. I don't care how much you smoke, you ain't coming out. I don't care how many sexual encounters you have. You is not coming out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And then the enemy gets us tricked up, and then we have more load and weight on us because every time we sin, amen, there's more hell we go through. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And how many of you know there's only so much that the flesh can take? Come on here, somebody. See, sin might start out good for a minute, then even the flesh gonna get tired. Come on here, somebody. And when you find people that are ran into a rut, now they just standing still. They ain't moving. Amen. They don't care about nothing. Why? Because they flesh, they got tired. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible said that the works of the flesh are these. Come on here, somebody. The flesh be working. But how many know that the wages of sin is death? Come on here, somebody. So every time we sin, we kill our body. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I ain't trying. I wasn't trying to go there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's the truth. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know it's a tight message tonight, beloved, but this is what God put on my heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It wouldn't be a revival without it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Revelation 21:8. Revelation 21:8. When you get that shout, hallelujah. Everybody ready?
Hallelujah.
Everybody ready? And the word of God reads, it says, but as for the cowardly, the faithless, listen, the cowardly, those who didn't have no courage, those who didn't have no boldness, the faithless, those who didn't have no confidence in God, those who didn't have no word, because the word is faith too, glory to God, faithless, be detestable. Something that God can't stand. As for murderers, the sexual, immoral, sorcerers, idolatrous, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Let me hear what the Lord just said. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
The Lord said, those who are going to hell is going to die twice. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Those who go to hell is going to die twice. But their second death is coming in the fire. Come on here, somebody. Somebody just give God a praise right now. Hey, glory to God. You know what, beloved? We need to get happy about heaven and realize how real hell is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you can't play with this. We can't play with this, neighbor. You know what God told me? He said, hell is too hot and eternity is too long. Somebody need to catch that tonight. Hell is too hot and eternity is too long to be playing with hell. Come on here, somebody. No. Amen.
Amen.
We need to tell the devil to get the hell off. Come on here, somebody. Get the hell out, devil. I don't care where you go. You just got to get the hell out of here. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Get the hell out.
Yeah, do you know what heaven did when they kicked the devil out? They had a party. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says they had a party. When they kicked the devil out of heaven, they had a party. They turned up. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Let me tell you something. When you kick the devil out and you kick him in the hell out, amen, you ought to throw you a party, glory. You ought to throw you on some whatever you want to throw on and praise God and thank God, amen, and give God the glory. That's what they did in Revelation, glory to God. And the Bible says that we ought to be the imitators of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, the reason why you ain't partying yet, because you ain't threw the devil all the way out. Come on here, somebody. When you throw him all the way out, God said, then you turn up, glory to God. Have you a party, glory to God, hallelujah. Do your dance and celebrate and invite heaven in. Come on here, somebody. Tell heaven to come on in, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Why? Because they kicked him out. Let me tell you, beloved, you know why they kicked him out? Because he was an accuser of the brethren. He was always trying to accuse the angels. He was always trying to accuse everybody of everything. And when they got him out, glory to God, they said the accuser is gone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, it's hard to operate when you got an accuser. And you know, that's all he do. Is accuse us before God. Amen. Come on. Look at her. She says she's holy, but look at her, Lord. Amen. Look at it. He say he's righteous, but look at it. Look what he's doing. Amen. But God said, I can't see nothing for the blood. What you talking about? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't see nothing. Hallelujah. Because the blood got him covered. Come on here, somebody. How many know that he'll rebuke the devil and tell him to get out of his sight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we got to stay in that righteous place with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So all of the cowards, they got a place. The faithless got a place. The detestable people got a place. The murderers, the sexual immorality people got a place. The sorcerers and the witchcraft and the warlocks got a place. The idolaters, amen, those who worship idols, amen, those who worship gods that can't do nothing for them, they got a place too.
Amen.
And all their portion would be in a lake that burns with fire and sulfur. Brother, can you imagine a lake of fire?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? I want you to imagine the biggest lake, and that, and picture it that the water has all dried up, and then come fire. I'm talking about fire that's seven times hotter than the regular fire, and then on top of that fire is sulfur. Sulfur is a cleansing. And it burns within itself. Come on here, somebody. That's like a bleach. Sulfur. When you put that with fire, guess what you got? You got a real hot situation. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you heard of sulfur soap? Can y'all hear me tonight, beloved?
Amen.
How many of you heard of sulfur soap?
Salt, yeah.
That's a deep cleaning soap.
Mm-hmm.
It'll clean you to the degree that your skin will come off.
Does that soap have lye in it?
Yeah, it do. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Boy, let me tell you, people better recognize. Preachers ain't preaching about hell no more. They preaching about we can have everything here. We ain't got to wait till we get to heaven. No, the devil is a lie. I ain't trying to stay here.
No, that's right.
Because
amen.
The Lord said that the first heaven and the first earth will be what? Destroyed. John said, I saw a new heaven and a new what? Earth.
Earth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to be no new earth until God clean all the sin out of this one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
This earth is too dirty. Come on here, somebody. It's too dirty because you got people that is working wickedness. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody thank God for his word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for his word tonight.
Thank you. Are you
talking about revival? But y'all remember revival? The preacher would talk about hell, glory to God. And they would keep us straight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody said scared straight. You ain't scared straight, but you realize what our hell is, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, beloved. Hell is a place without God. Anywhere where God is not present, that's hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Right.
Hallelujah.
Speak, Holy Ghost. Anywhere where God is not present, there's hell. That's hell. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And the reason why it seems like hell here is because they rejected God out of everything. Nowhere. They don't want the God of heaven nowhere. And they come and they praying to God. Which God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because a lot of them, somebody they praying and they got a Bible, that's probably a Satanist Bible they got up there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that the devil got his own Bible? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And they don't let none of us see what kind of Bible that is. Amen. When they pray, who's to say that they're not a Satanist Bible that they praying to? Because the Bible says that Satan is what? The God of this world. I'm going to lead us a glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody catch me in Revelation 20 and 10 right quick. Glory to God. All right, we almost through. I'm going to read a couple of more. Glory to God. And we're going to let the Lord have his way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelation 20 and 10. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holly, everybody there? Thank you, Lord. And the word of the Lord reads, and it says, and the devil who had deceived them. Is that what your Bible says?
Amen.
Now, whenever you see the word devil, somebody said devil.
Devil.
Devil means accuser of the brother, and that means that he had been doing some talking. It's not Satan who talk in your ear. It's the devil that talk in your ear. Oh, I just heard the Holy Ghost said, speak, son, speak. Okay, Lord, I will. We need to learn how to shut the devil up. Why? Because he's an accuser. She's always trying to accuse somebody of something. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Don't let the devil set you up, beloved. Don't let him set you up. Why? Because he's an accuser. He'll set you up, and he'll accuse God to you. Come on. Look, I knew he wasn't right, Lord. Look at him. Look, Lord, I knew that she wasn't loving you like she said she was. Look at her. See, the Lord knows he's an accuser. That's why he tells us to rebuke him.
Yeah.
Mm. See, the devil is the accuser. He the one talking. Satan is the enemy, but he's not doing the talking. Satan is the one doing the plotting. I just hear the Lord say, talk about it, boy. Talk about it. Yes, Lord, I will. The devil is the accuser. He's the one talking, but Satan is the plotter. He's the one that's plotting. He's the one scheming. He's the one setting the traps. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So every time we say, say the Lord rebuke you, we are rebuking him from setting traps. We're rebuking him from plotting. We rebuking him from scheming. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Is this helping anybody tonight?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And the devil who had deceived them. How did he deceive them? He deceived them by lying to him. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he's the father of lies. Come on here, somebody. Why do you think he come over here, John? He said, you are of your father, what? The devil. Come on here, somebody. The devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur. Come on here, somebody. So when the enemy try to remind you of your past, remind him of his future. Say, that's why God got that lake of fire waiting on you with sulfur, glory to God. You're going to suffer in hell for eternity. Now, you're going to be screaming, glory to God. I feel sorry for you. I'm like Shaka Khan. I feel for you, glory to God, because you're going to get everything that you have dished out. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He said that the devil will be thrown into the fire and sulfur where the beast and the false prophets were. Come on here, somebody. Oh, glory to God. There's going to be some beasts in there and false prophets. So those who be prophesying, glory to God, that fire waiting on them too. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Folks don't realize. Probably don't realize they're going to pay for every time they lie on God. Come on, God said, and God ain't said nothing. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if y'all can still hear me tonight. Glory to God. People want to prophesy. Let me tell you, when you prophesy, glory to God, hell is waiting on you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on.
That's just like writing a check. God tell you to write the check for $9, and you go write it for $90. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you think that God ain't going to say nothing. Oh, yeah. You know, you might cash it. Amen. But God said, when you stand before me, I'm going to say, well, I told you this amount. Well, Lord, I thought you said, no, you didn't think I said nothing. I gave you specific instructions. How many know that God ain't the author of confusion?
Amen.
Amen.
People right here prophesying, talking about homosexuals is going to heaven. You're lying and you're going to hell. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come, you can keep on sinning and God will look over your sin. You're prophesying and you're going to hell. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God's going to give you a Cadillac and a Honda. Look, you just keep on doing what you're doing. Amen. And they over there, glory to God, they in sin, waiting for somebody to tell them they in sin, and waiting on somebody to bring them out. And God is saying, I'm going to hold you accountable. Somebody give God some glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody thank God for the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, God.
So he will be in there with the beast and the false prophets were. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Amen.
So not only is they going to be in the fire, but they're going to be tormented day and night. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Do y'all see this? I don't know about you, beloved, but that's enough to make me want to act right. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you something, people better stop playing games. Because God ain't playing no games. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read you a couple of more, and then we're going to go into praise and worship. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody find me Revelation 21, verses 1 through 27. Verses 1 through 27. Yeah. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Everybody ready? And the word of the Lord reads, it says, then I saw a new heaven. Somebody said new.
New.
That means that if he saw a new heaven, that means the old heaven was done away with. Now, let me tell you what heaven was done away with. The first heaven, the atmosphere. That's why they poison in the air, y'all. They putting the crimp shells and stuff in the air. But how many know that God's going to make it new? Come on here, somebody. I saw a new heaven and what? A new earth. And the first heaven. Look at this. In the first heaven. This let you know, beloved, the first heaven. And the first earth had passed away. Come on here, somebody. I'm asking the Lord now, how is he going to do it? And you know what he just spoke in my spirit? Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord just spoke in my spirit. He said, I'm going to destroy the first heaven and the first earth with fire. And then he says, and the sea was no more. Come on here, somebody. And I saw the holy city. Somebody said the holy city.
The holy city.
The new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that's talking about the rapture? Oh, y'all better stay with me. God is taking me somewhere in this thing. Hallelujah. Prepared as a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. God shall descend out of heaven with a shout. And we're going to be going up with him with a shout. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So everybody going to be shouting glory to God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
God said, you better start practicing on your shout now, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we get ready to shout neighbor. Glory to God. How many of y'all is ready to shout with God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And it says, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them. 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 Y'all better catch what the Lord is saying to us tonight, beloved. God himself is about to come tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no, beloved. I'm pretty happy right now, glory to God. Knowing that he gonna come. God said, I ain't sending nobody. I'm coming myself. Come on here, somebody. I don't know what to tell you if you can't get happy when God himself is gonna show up. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God himself is with them. And they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
They're going to be able to cry, beloved. God's going to wipe every tear. Don't worry about it, baby. It's all right. Don't worry about it, son. It's all right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said, don't worry about them tears. God said, I'm going to wipe them. I'm going to wipe your tears away. Come on here, somebody. And death shall be no more. Y'all ain't hear what the Lord is saying tonight? He said, and death shall be no more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things, hallelujah, he said, I'm making all things new. Come on here, somebody, give God a praise, hallelujah.
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 It's in the book, glory to God. I ain't making this up. This in the book. This in Revelation. This is what God is saying to us right now. He said, you getting ready to shout, beloved, like you ain't never. Listen here. He said, I'm making all things new. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said new.
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 Also, he said, write this down. For these words are trustworthy and true. He said, trustworthy and true. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you know God speaking right now, come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. If you know God is speaking right now, give him a praise. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Yahshua. Hallelujah.
He said, he's going to wipe all tears from my eyes. Come on here, somebody. I ain't going to be able to cry no more. Glory to God. I ain't going to have to cry no more.
Amen.
Then he says, and death shall be no more. Listen here, death won't be able to be death no more because we're going to be redeemed in him, and death won't be able to touch us. Remember what I told you earlier. Only those who are dying and going to hell will die twice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all better hear this prophet tonight. God is there telling them they better hear every word you say and praise me for it. So my words are true, says the Lord. How about son, though?
Yeah.
We ain't going to have to worry about death no more, no more mourning, no more pain. You know how wonderful this is? And people don't want to go to heaven? I don't understand. Why you don't want to go to heaven? We can all fall all day. Come on here, somebody. All day and never go in. Come on here, somebody. I want you to think about a day with the Lord as eternity. Come on here, somebody. Why you think ain't no tomorrow in heaven? Heaven ain't got no tomorrow. Ain't no night there. It's day, 24 hours. Because God is the light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to his great name. And let me tell you something else that's good about heaven, beloved. You get all your youthfulness back in heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You don't have no aches and no pains. Come on here, somebody. So if you die with a disease, a dis-ease, your dis-ease will be taken from you, and you will be all under the local Yanamasan to be dis-ease free. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
For some of y'all, it's going to hit y'all tomorrow. But for somebody, it needs to hit you right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, heaven.
Heaven.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, come with me right quickly to Hebrews 9 and 27. Everybody tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Yahshua.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hebrews 9 and 27. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, and just as it is appointed for man to die once. Somebody say once.
Once.
So it's appointed for us to die one time. And after that comes what? The judgment. So right after we die, we're judged. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible said to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Because when we go up, amen, automatically we are in a place. Only those who die and go to hell will see a second death. So thank God that we go into heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Matthew 10 and 28. Come on here, somebody. Matthew 10:28 says, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Come on here, somebody. So God tells us, don't fear nobody. They can just kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Come on here, somebody. So this is a scripture that we can use to keep us from fearing man, because man can kill the body, but he can't kill the soul. But the word of God says, fear God, who can kill both in hell. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
We scared of what man can do. God said, don't worry about him. You better worry about me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We seeing the wrong somebody, y'all. Come on here, somebody. God said, don't worry about them. Worry about me. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that man ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in? Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Let me say it again. How many know that man ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in? They go to heaven or hell just like us. Come on here, somebody. They waiting on God too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They ain't no big bad Buddha bear. Glory to God. God gonna judge them too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to get happy about God tonight. Somebody need to get happy about heaven. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to thank God they ain't going to hell tonight. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You don't want to go to no place that ain't made for you. Come on here, somebody. You don't want to go to no place that ain't made for you. How many know that hell wasn't made for us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Yahshua. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Mm.
As long as we always say nobody mad but the devil, because the devil saying about the hell they're going to have to go through. Hallelujah. You're like, I wouldn't try to go through this kind of hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's already set aside for him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah.
When he got kicked out of heaven, hell was waiting on him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that hell had him when he got kicked out of heaven? Hell was waiting on him. Come on, somebody. That's why he's mad at us, because we getting ready to go up there where he can't go. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But you know that the devil is mad at us, y'all, because we getting ready to go up there to heaven and praise God for eternity, and we're going to be able to be up there free from him. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said devil free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did y'all hear me, girl? And I said, say devil free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you happy about being devil free? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I want to be anywhere where ain't no devil and his fallen angels. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost done, beloved. Glory to God. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come with me to John 3 and 13 right quick.
What you wear?
John 3 and 13. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
And the word of God reads, and it says, no one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Hallelujah. How many know that that's Yahshua?
Yep.
So he's the only one that done been up there. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to end it with John 14:2. John 14:2. Very familiar passage of scripture. We quote it all the time. Somebody say all the time.
All the time.
Now, if you can't get happy off of this, beloved, I don't know what to tell you. John 14:2. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Everybody ready? We're getting ready to rise, y'all. John 14:2. In my Father's house. Now, this is Yahshua talking about his Father, but he's talking to his Father because the Father has something set up for us. Come on here, somebody. He says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have not told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, before we get happy and give God praise, tell your neighbor right quick, say, neighbor.
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 At my Father's house.
At my Father's
house.
I got my own room. Come on here, somebody.
I got my own room.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
They can kick me out of here, beloved, but in my Father's house, I got my own room. Come on here, somebody. They may try to put me homeless here, but I ain't homeless up there. Come on, somebody, give God a praise. Tell somebody, I got my own roommate.
I got my own
roommate.
Hey, can't nobody take my room. Come on here, somebody.
Can't nobody take my room.
Come on, give God a shout.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, y'all. Woo, Lord.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Give God glory tonight. Somebody give God a praise offer.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Lord. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, y'all.
Are there any questions? Are there any comments? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Somebody worship God. Somebody lift your hands and just begin to worship him right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just begin to pray in your heavenly language. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise and glory tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I mean, know that God is good.
All the time.
And his mercy endures forever. Come on and give God another praise offering.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Come on in, Elder.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, Apostle. Amen, amen, Apostle. Can you go ahead and close it?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, Apostle. Can you go ahead and close it out? I have to start the next one. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, for the word.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God is speaking to us.